From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The COVID-19 story locally has been largely the same since a week or so after the Christmas and New Year's holiday, when the number of cases grew, as did the number of people trying and failing to get an appointment for the vaccine. While the vaccine shortage remains, there is a little good news. As case counts have fallen slightly since the boom caused by more small gatherings in homes over the holidays. The number of hospitalizations and death, though, is still high in the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley. The Daily Freeman reported, Dutchess County reported 6 more deaths January 24th and Ulster County 12 more deaths over the weekend. Columbia County reported 47 more positive coronavirus tests on January 23rd and 21 more on January 24th. On January 23rd, the state COVID tracker website reported 38 new cases in Greene County and 24 the next day. The Rensselaer County Health Department reported 68 new COVID-19 cases on January 24th and one more death, while Albany County reported 193 new cases. Masaru Makati is reporting for the Times Union. SUNY officials announced January 24th that in-person classes will resume for students Monday, February 1st. To further prevent the spread of COVID-19, once reopened, Chancellor Jim Molotris announced students, faculty, and staff will be required to test for COVID-19 on a weekly basis. Students have not been in person on many campuses since before the Thanksgiving holiday. Before classes resume, students are being moved to campus housing for COVID testing and quarantining. The schools will not have a spring break this semester. Molotris said in a press release, and I quote, "We have developed comprehensive reopening plans to put the health and safety of our students, faculty, and staff first. And it is the reason we have already increased the frequency of testing on our campuses and why we will continue to adapt to the ever-changing circumstances like new strains and higher levels of cases," end quote. Columbia Greene Community College, located in Greenport, serves Columbia and Greene counties. The school has not yet detailed its reopening plans. CGCC is part of the SUNY system. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. Greene County has negotiated and agreed to receive a lesser payment despite the existence of 3-year-old payment in lieu taxes or pilot agreement for the Muse housing development in Prattsville. The town entered into the pilot in 2017 with Prattsville Commons Housing Development Fund Company and the Muse at Prattsville Limited Partnership. During the life of the agreement to date, the town has paid Greene County only $158 of its $7,650 share, according to the resolution. Under the newly renegotiated contract, Prattsville will pay the county $6,000 with 2% increases annually for 35 years. Republican Legislature Chair Patrick Linger of New Baltimore said because the development is run by RUPCO, a nonprofit organization, the complex would have been exempt from taxes without the pilot. Linger said, and I quote, "It's normally the county that negotiates pilots, but this goes the other way because it's not for profit. The town receives the pilot money and disperses it to the fire district, school district, and those entities," end quote. Linger said, among other issues, the 2017 agreement was not filed properly. Prattsville Town Supervisor Greg Cross did not respond to multiple calls for comment. The chairman said the county did not make plans to recover the $22,476 owed over the past 3 years. The Gilboa-Conesville School District has agreed to accept $8,000 instead of the $20,000 allocated in the pilot, according to the resolution. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Porcupine Soup is reporting the New York State Police are warning residents of an ongoing puppy scam. The department has received multiple calls from people cheated out of hundreds of dollars after answering classified ads for purebred puppies. Victims report the seller provides a photo of the breed the buyer is looking for, along with a request that a deposit be paid. Once the deposit clears, a non-existent fictitious address is provided to the buyer and then directed to that location to pick up the puppy. Of late, the fake addresses have been situated in St. Lawrence County. Police warn of several common themes. The buyer is asked to make a deposit via payment apps such as Zelle or Cash Apps. All communications with the alleged breeder takes place via text. An address for the puppies is not provided till after the deposit is made. That same alleged breeder sends the victim stock photos of whatever breed the buyer is looking for. The American Kennel Club advises that a reputable breeder will always communicate via phone or video chat, if not in person, before selling you a puppy. Avoid paying a stranger using apps such as Venmo, as it is harder to get your money back if you do not get what you paid for. Paying by credit card or PayPal are typically the safest options. Learn more at porcupinesoup.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.